Welcome to Talks with Teens.
Hi, my name is Mahi Kavura.
And I'm Sothvika Messina.
And we're your hosts on this podcast series.
Today's episode is going to be all about zodiac signs.
Yeah, so we're going to answer a bunch of questions.
And basically, what you're going to do is, based on our answer to these questions, you're going to try to guess what our zodiac signs are.
And then we're actually going to say it.
Yeah, we're not just going to leave you hanging.
Yeah.
But are you big on zodiac signs? Are you like a huge astrological person?
Every time I'm on TikTok, it like tells me a bunch of stuff about my sign. And I'm like, okay. You know, but I've never actually looked into it properly. Like, I know what I am. But I just don't really, you know, I
kind of agree. It's like TikTok. I always see those videos that are like, which sign is most like this? So, like, sign, like, trio, like, compatibility.
Yeah.
Like, which sign is most likely to do this?
Yeah, exactly.
So, those are, like, super fun to watch.
They're really fun, but I don't know if I'd base my entire life on that.
Oh, yeah, you know? No, I agree.
Yeah, but also, I was never really big on it.
Yeah, but you know, cool. What? Have you been to Inchin's Bamboo?
I've been to Inchin. The restaurant?
Yeah, the restaurant.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there.
So they have these, like, placemats there, and it's not zodiac signs.
Oh my god, wait!
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
It's, like, based on the year you're born, like, what
animal
you are.
I'm a monkey.
Oh, me too! Oh my god, that's you! We're born in the same year. But I was literally obsessed with those, because not every placemat had them. It was, like, every other one, and I would literally rush in to go sit at the placemat that had those.
Oh, actually?
Yeah, and I would read them every time. They never changed. They were the exact same. Uh-huh. Yeah, I would always, like, what year were you born in to everybody and annoy them and be like, oh, look at that.
I was actually, I've only been to Inchin's once.
Oh.
Inchin's, I think. Inchin. It was good, though.
I used to think it was like, Inchin's, like, inching.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, okay, so.
We're so dumb. We're literally born in the same year. Why wouldn't we have the same animal?
Yeah, but okay, so we're just going to start by asking questions, answering. Hopefully you can guess what our zodiac sign is.
Yes.
I don't know.
If not, totally fine.
Yeah.
You'll find out soon.
If any of you are those, like, super astrological people, reach out and let us know some interesting things about our zodiac signs after.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. First question. Do you have any regret in your past that you think about often? Yes. My answer is yes, all the time.
They're literally all from high school. I'm not even kidding.
Mine are, like, tiny little things from, like, I have something from third grade, something from the end of fifth grade, and then something from seventh grade, and then, like, a ton of things in high school.
Yeah.
All that. Yeah. Okay. Are you creative?
Yeah, I like to think I'm creative.
Me too.
I don't know. I think we're both, like, artistic stuff. Like, we like painting. We like singing. We like dancing. We're, like, okay to do all of those things. I think, like, and not even that. It's literally, even when it comes to ideas and stuff, I think we're really quick in that.
I think so, too. I like to think I'm creative. It's one of those, like, characteristic traits people are, like, use, like, three words to describe yourself. It'll be one of my words, normally.
Yeah.
So I hope I'm not, like, oh, no.
And hardworking. We know you're lying about that, but.
And I hope it's not, like, one of those things where, like, oh, yeah, I'm super creative, and people are, like, no, you're not. Like.
Yeah.
But I think I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Do you find that sometimes you feel one way, and the other times you feel the exact opposite?
Yeah, definitely.
100%.
And it's, like, not in a moody sort of way. It's just like, oh, well, I can do it. Oh, but I can't.
Oh, for me, I think it's in, like, a moody sort of way. I have, like, spontaneous moods. And then sometimes I'm, like, absolutely not. I don't care if I did that 2 hours ago. I refuse to do it now.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Do you ever find that you are shy?
No.
Sometimes, yeah.
I don't think I'm shy. I think I talk to everybody. Okay, unless I'm, like, not in the best mood, yeah, probably not going to talk because, you know, I don't want to, like, say anything wrong or anything.
Uh-huh.
But no, I don't think I'm shy.
Okay, for me, it's, like, super weird because sometimes I will be that like, that random outgoing person that people are, like, no, do not go say that to that random person.
Mm-hmm.
And the other times I'll be, like, can you just go say that for me? Like.
Yeah.
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 Okay, so
next question.
Do you find it difficult to voice opinions?
Sometimes. Like, some things you just can't say publicly in general.
I think that if it's, like, I actually don't really think so. If it's something that I'm, like, pretty opinionated about, I'll be like, I do not agree. Or, like, I'll totally agree. So I'm pretty, like, I'm pretty opinionated.
Yeah, okay, that's good to be opinionated, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything against that. Yeah. It's great. Mm-hmm. And I think I am too, but I feel like sometimes I'll be scared to talk about it because you don't know how the other person's going to react.
True.
Because you might think it's okay.
Yeah.
But maybe for them, oh, that's weird, or like, you know.
Okay, I feel like, I kind of agree. Like, I feel like out of the blue, like, mm-hmm. voicing an opinion, that's, I agree. But I feel like if somebody says an opinion that I disagree with, I think okay. I'd be like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think
definitely so. Definitely there have been many circumstances where me and you are talking, but we completely disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we'll just talk about it.
No.
Oh, well, I don't know if it's talking, but yeah. It's not debating either, but.
Also, I just kind of blanked out for a second. Staring at your wall. Okay, anyways.
Okay, next question. Is pride a problem for you? Okay, when I first saw this, I'm like, I'm thinking about, like, our LGBTQ plus community. That's I don't know if that's what they're asking about.
No, I think it's, like, pride as in, like, are you, like oh, prideful? Like, not prideful, like...
Yeah, like, we totally word? Know this.
I mean, like, the LGBT community is not a problem for me,
no,
by the way.
No, for sure, definitely. I support everybody.
But you I know, don't think that's what the question is
asking. Do
what
makes you happy, you know?
I agree. Like, I just don't see if people have an issue with it.
Exactly. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. But I think it, like, I know that's the word. It's like, I think it's asking, like, are you, like...
Like, you like, believe in yourself.
Are you, like... I swear.
No, I definitely know what you're talking about. Like, in movies all the time, you'll be like, my pride is the one that's, like,
yeah, like, standing in the way. But there's another word for it. I don't know what the word is. It's, like...
You know what? We'll just assume it's, like, our confidence in ourselves.
No, I don't think that's what it is. It's like, are you too, like, prideful to, like, let you do stuff that you, like... Can we move on? I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what to talk about. Okay. Are you ruled by your passions? Not really. Like, I don't really get that.
We can be passionate about something, but I don't know how long that's going to last.
I feel like that's a weird question.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not ruled by anything. I just...
Yeah, like, I don't think anything controls me. I mean,
if I'm passionate about something, then I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How resourceful are you?
I like to think I am. So, when I was younger... like, DIYs. I had a huge DIY phase.
Did anybody watch Allure DIY? Because I was obsessed. Oh my God, yes. And I would do, like, all of those.
Yes. She actually has, like, vlogs now. Like, they all, like, grew up now, so they're so much fun to watch now.
I just feel like it's, like, oh, my God, I, like, grew up watching them, and now...
Yeah. And so me and my really close friend, mm-hmm. when we were in California, me and her would, like, meet up every... Like, almost every mm-hmm. day, and we would plan a DIY every day. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that sparked my creativity and artisticness, and mm-hmm. I feel like if I was given, like, a situation, right, mm-hmm. I would know how to work around it. I would know how to fix it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty resourceful. I feel like I have, like, I'm good with ideas, like, with, like, random ideas.
Okay. So, yeah. That's good.
Okay, next question. Are you decisive? Absolutely not. Nope.
I think I jump back and forth a lot. So I might make a decision at the moment, but I might change that decision, like, 2 seconds later.
I am a sit there and write out an entire pros and cons list when deciding where to go to dinner.
Yeah, no, not 2 seconds later. It'll take me, like, a while. Like, maybe I might realize the next day and be like, no.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel that way about, for example, caramel. I'm like, it's good, but it's not good, you know?
Not good. I do not like it.
Okay, so the next question is, are you a health nut? I literally want to laugh so hard because it's like...
Oh, I would like to put something in here. Okay, if any of you have watched the previous episodes, we talked about how I had a New Year's resolution to start working out and all that stuff, and how I didn't even do it on January 1st. I didn't do it at all, and it's July. But for this, like, past week, 2 weeks-ish.
Like, 3 weeks?
Yeah, almost 3 weeks. Like, I think it's counting this week, like,
yeah.
2.5 weeks,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
Me and Mahika have been going to the gym.
Like, at least 5 times a week.
Yeah.
Except for this week, because it was kind of busy.
No, we went 3 times. But it was still super good. For, like, at least an hour. Like,
literally at least an hour.
And it's great. And I love the feeling after you work out.
Yeah.
Like, you could do absolutely nothing else that day, and mm-hmm. you feel so accomplished.
Definitely. I love that, too. It's like, and when you're done showering and stuff, you're just all, like... clean
and accomplished,
and you can eat something, you can, like, watch something, and totally not procrastinating everything else.
Yeah. And, like, food wise like, obviously I want to eat healthy, but I'm also Okay, like, look. I don't really care that much.
We eat healthy for meals, but...
Yeah, like, snacks.
A snack, we'll eat ice cream, you know? But it's not that bad, you know?
Most definitely did not eat a box of muffins last night at 2 in the morning.
But we're, like, kids, right? So we're supposed to enjoy this while we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's all that we're, like... I'm not obsessed with being healthy, but I feel like it's good to eat healthy.
Yeah, which we do.
But
we
I
do.
Also feel not like... For snacks. I can never be that person who eats, like, salads. Like, I like salads. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I like this, like, healthy foods that are, like...
That are, like, good. Like, a bunch of dressing.
Oh, yeah. Tired.
No, you know what? So, me and Sidvika tried this place, this salad place in Plano.
It's like a chopped green. It's something green like that. Something like, I have no idea.
It was so good. That salad was so good. Literally. I want to recreate that.
Yeah,
we should definitely do that.
A bunch of dressing, though.
Exactly.
Okay,
next question. Are you mysterious? What does that even mean?
I have no idea. Am I mysterious?
You know what I imagine? Like, me walking on the streets in, like, New York, and you're, like, behind a building, and you're, like, peeking around the corner.
I almost fell on the bed.
She bumped her elbow on the bed. Yeah, we're definitely not sitting on the bed right now.
It came the blanket.
So comfortable.
We have a very professional setup for recording this podcast.
We do, but you know what? To feel chilled, we want to feel nice.
We need the casual environment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like, when I think of mysterious, I think of, like, you, like, walking into someone's room and they're, like, wearing, like, the leather jacket. And they're like, no, you can't look at this.
No, this place is authorized for just me.
How are you here? Please. I have a hidden secret.
We watch many shows. We need to stop watching TV. But no, we're not mysterious. I don't think so. If we do come off that way.
You know what? This is, like, kind of random. I don't know, it relates to this. People who are, like, they are, like, very social.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you think about it, you know nothing about them.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, you just, like, know them. They're very known.
Like, Niall Horan, who is a celebrity, I saw a video, and it was, like, he's, like, the most social, like, very, like, socially person.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, like, he's one of those people where I feel like, how much do you know? I feel like those people are, like, mysterious, where, like, they're not mysterious, but they're, like, so mysterious.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. But I don't think we're mysterious.
I don't think we're mysterious. Okay. I don't know. Maybe there's some random people who are just, like, they are just so mysterious. What is going on? Okay.
So next question is, do you have a sense of humor? I'd like to think I do.
I would hope so.
Yeah. I mean, to think I do.
It's very, mine is very, like, dry sarcasm.
But we laugh at each other's things.
Yeah. We have similar sense.
Humor. Yeah. Which is good, because I have a friend, and she does not have the same humor as me. Like, I'll find dumb things funny sometimes, but she's like, no, that's cringy. And I'm like, but it's funny.
Okay. But, next question. How old do you do with team sports?
I think it's really fun. Like, I used to play volleyball, and I had, like, a whole team, and whenever we went to tournaments, it was really tiring, but it was so much fun.
I feel like I loved, like, the team sport environment, because it's, like, a whole, like, your group thing.
It's, like, a cute little family.
Yeah, I feel like, I think I work well on a team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I love school projects.
With school projects, it can either go one of two ways. Either I will be so controlling, or I'll just be like, eh.
Yeah. Meh. I'll just do whatever, you know?
Yeah. But if, like, it's either that or, like, controlling. Yeah. It'll go either way.
Yeah. Are you a good driver? So, Sidvika, would you like to explain?
I think that I definitely almost died today. No, it's fine.
No, I was going to ask you if you wanted to explain your permit situation.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to explain how you're driving.
Oh, no, I was going to talk about how you didn't even, literally, you still don't have your permit. Okay, so she signed up for this driver's ed course, and she finished the first level, and you just need to finish that level to get your permit. And all you have to do is take the level test to get your permit.
I took the test. I just haven't made a permit appointment.
Yeah, but she was done with the first level November 2020, and she took the permit test, like, what, May 2021?
Maybe, like, 6 months later.
Yeah. And she passed. She did good. What'd you get, like, 100 or something 100. Like that? Yeah. And she could have literally gotten her permit already, but no. She hasn't even scheduled an appointment for that.
Look. It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. One day.
Hopefully before I turn 18.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll get mine. Yeah, and
I had.
We'll go everywhere.
As long as you have yours, it's great. Yeah. But I remember before I could drive, I had a whole plan. Because you're allowed to, the course at, 14, I think, get your permit at 15 and your license at 16.
Yeah.
So I was going to be, the day I turn 15, I'm getting my permit. The day I turn 16, I'm getting my license.
Yeah.
I'm almost 18. It's me saying, I have almost a year to go. But, still, it's just... Yeah. It's okay.
I'm a decent driver, right? I mean...
Yeah, I'm a pretty good driver, actually.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I have more confidence that I'm not going to completely die.
Yeah. Okay. How adaptable are you?
I'm pretty adaptable. I'm pretty good with change, actually.
I think so, too, with me. Because we moved here, literally after a couple months, ninth grade started.
Mm-hmm.
I literally wanted to come here. I was like, ooh, a fresh start.
I wanted to move solely for the reason of getting to redo my room.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, actually.
I was, so excited to have a new room.
I just thought it was really exciting because I lived in California my entire life. And I was like, I just want to change. And I know everyone's like, why Texas? First of all, I have a lot of family here.
California to Texas, Pika.
A lot of family, though. So that's really fun. But yeah. I was happy to move here. I was happy to be here. Mm-hmm. So pretty flexible with change.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Do you ever find you neglect the people you love?
Okay. Here's the thing. I don't think I neglect anybody I love, But sometimes you just need your space from family because you're with them 24/7. And obviously you love them.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone just needs that 1 hour of the day where no one talks to each other.
I agree.
It's just how it is. It naturally happens. But I don't think that's neglecting.
I agree.
Yeah, you're just living life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. How easily do you ask for what you want?
I just ask.
Really? I feel like I have to wait.
Oh, with parents? I usually just say it.
I feel like I have to, draw it out of people.
With parents, I'll just, talk about it first, introduce it, and then ask.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
But if it's you, I'll just say it.
Well, yeah, but, I don't know.
Okay, let's talk about new people. What you want? I think I would hint at it. Be like, maybe we could do this if you wanted.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I feel like I'm normally, with new people, I'll be like, oh, yeah, whatever you want is fine. But there's also me just not really caring and being like, whatever you want is fine.
Yeah.
It's two different things.
Yeah. So, I think we're whatever. We're down for anything, basically.
Do you want to be a professional writer? I don't really know what this has to do with zodiac signs.
No, I don't. I love writing, but I don't think I'd want to go professional rep.
I feel like if I was good at it, that would be so fun.
You are good at it. I've read your stuff. It's good.
No.
It's good.
No. Are you organized?
Somewhat. My room's, decent. I don't ever have, just clothes on the ground.
She literally just cleaning my room right now. My pile of clothes on the floor.
No, but life organized?
Yeah. I think I'm organized.
Yeah.
Well, I also have that phase where I have to reorganize everything in my room in my life every 6 months.
That's just not you. That's not just you though. That's everybody.
Exactly.
You have to reset.
Exactly. Okay. Oh, also, I always I have this phase where, I color code my closet.
Oh my god.
And then 2 weeks later, it's just not at
I
all.
I did that literally when I first put everything in my closet when we first moved here. Everything was so nicely organized, colors.
I had sections. I had, long sleeve, short sleeve, tank tops, all by color. And then I made it, so, the longer the shirt was, the more, to which side
it went.
Now it's just a mess.
And I had so many clothes then, I literally don't know where they went.
Same! I didn't even understand what they all disappeared to.
It's why when you go to the mall.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay. I think we talk about the mall every episode. We love shopping, but we can never find a time to go.
Literally, I'm meaning to go for ages.
Literally, after the SAT, right after we're done.
It's a 3-day weekend right after we're done.
Really?
I think, yeah, because September 1st, is that not a 3-day weekend?
Oh, September 1st? Oh, actually?
Or maybe the weekend after?
I don't know, but literally the day of the SAT, we have to go shopping. And we will update you guys on that.
Yes, we will. Just to get over our phone.
Yep.
How the test was. Okay. Are you constantly in need of intellectual stimulation?
I'm fine 2 weeks without, literally not even thinking about school.
Well, like, I don't think school, but I, like, I feel like I really like, puzzles, like, puzzly games. Like, I have this one game called, like, I call it nonogram. It's, like, nonogram or something. That's, like, it's, like, puzzle game thing where you, like, make sure it, like, matches. Like,
anagrams?
Not anagrams. It's, like, a grid, and then you have to, like, on the top, it has, like, numbers, and on the side, it has numbers, and you have to, like, make the... I can't really explain it, but I feel like I like those. And so I feel like, yes, but no.
I like word searches, which I don't know if that's controversial or not, but...
I don't know. I don't think so.
I like word searches.
Yeah.
Would you make a good manager?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think I would, too. Because I'm not scared to tell people, like, do this.
I feel like I would be, I feel like I'd be pretty good about being, like, you need to do this.
Yeah.
Or else, like, I'm not good, I'm pretty good at, like...
Confrontation, but confrontation. In a nice way. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think we'd be organized and, like, you know, have emails set and a schedule and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I think, you know.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so yes. So, have you ever been accused of having an out-of-control ego?
Nope.
I don't think you're egotistical at all. Thanks. I think you're very humble.
Thanks. I don't think you're egotistical either.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm just kidding.
All right. How are you at multitasking?
We are literally so talented at this. We can...
Great at multitasking.
We can, like, talk to each other, listen to music, work, and eat at once. And probably play a show, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Are you competitive? Kind of.
Yeah, we are. With each other, definitely.
Yeah. Like...
Okay, not with, like... I have to win, but you know how we described it? We described it as assertive last time.
Yeah, I think we're assertive, but also I'm like that person who, like, if you're playing with, like, little kids, I'd be like, oh my god, you won, wow. Like, I'm never that person who's like,
not with little kids, but if I'm playing with, like, people that, you know, if we're all playing football outside, I want to win.
I'm not that person who, like, if we're playing and it's like family friends, and maybe someone's, like, a little bit younger than me, but, like, basically,
okay.
And I'm, like, constantly winning. I'm just, like, I'll kind of just, like, make it seem more fun, so it's, okay. Like, more fun for everyone.
That makes sense, like, for younger kids? Yeah.
For, like...
But if they're all, like, middle school, high school, we're all playing together, and it's, like, a big game, I want to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I feel like if people around me are competitive, I will be competitive.
Yeah.
Are you cheap?
Okay, I don't know. Too extreme.
Not really.
I don't think that's not extreme, actually. It's like, I don't think I'm cheap. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't know. I feel like I'm normal.
Yeah, normal. That's what we are.
Okay. How hard is it for you to decide between pleasure and practicality?
Who thinks practically? We just want to do something. Okay. Pleasure, like I want to have fun. I don't want to be like... Oh, realistically, yes, my SAT is a month away. I should work. But your friends are going out. I think I'd rather pick going out with friends.
I feel like it's hard. It's really hard for me because I was like, it's like career-wise, I had to be like, okay, I want to do something that's like super fun, but I also want to make money and like this and that. So I like didn't want to compromise on either.
Oh, yeah, that too. In career perspective too.
Might you consider a career as a doctor? Nope.
I actually did. So I wanted to be a doctor all up until, I think, 7th grade in middle school. And then I changed my mind.
I have never wanted to be a doctor. Watched Grey's Anatomy. Had a phase for like a week where I wanted to be a surgeon. And then went back to saying absolutely not.
Yeah, honestly, literally, doctors are amazing. Everything they do is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of effort they put into them.
The amount of school they have to go through.
I know. You guys are, like, doctors are great. Yeah. And, you know... I would love to be one.
I would not.
I could not, you know?
No, yeah.
I'm too squirmy with all of that surgery stuff.
Yeah, I just don't know. It's just not appealing to me.
I wasn't squirmy, and then I learned to realize that I am, and I can't handle that.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, I also do not get how these questions, in any possible way, help you figure out what zodiac sign we are.
Yeah, but you know, they were fun to answer and talk about.
Yeah.
And I had fun listening to your response.
Yes, but Google says they'll help you figure it out.
Yes.
So take a moment, try to guess what zodiac sign we are. Should we give some hints?
Okay.
I am an earth sign.
Oh, I don't know what type of sign.
You're a water sign.
Oh, okay, water sign. Okay. Just pause it.
Okay. Okay. I'm a Taurus.
Okay. Oh, you say Taurus?
Yeah.
I say Taurus.
Oh, maybe that is how it is.
I think it's Taurus, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm a May, Taurus, Taurus.
Yeah, so you're a sun and Taurus?
Oh, okay. So my sun, okay, so I'm a sun, Taurus, a moon, Scorpio, and then a rising in Taurus, Taurus. Okay. So I'm a double Taurus and then Scorpio for my moon.
I'm a sun in Pisces, a moon in Libra, and a rising in Gemini.
Ooh.
So for my sun in Pisces, it says, like, artistic and dreamy and intuitive, you know?
Oh, I just had a realization. We're recording on my phone right now.
Oh my god. Yeah, okay. So on Snapchat, you can see your astrological profile. And we were going to read that, but we're recording on Zuthika's phone.
It's okay, though.
It's okay. It's all good.
Yeah. But, okay, there's this app. My friend showed it to me. It's like a horoscope app. And I was just like, this is like crazy. It's not accurate. It was literally so accurate.
Oh my god. That's freaky.
Yeah. But
that's cool.
Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed our guess or zodiac sign or whatever. I have no idea. I would never have been able to guess.
Yeah. I would just be like, oh, that's interesting. That's cool.
Yeah.
But I would have no clue what you guys would be.
Exactly. Also, something else with zodiac signs, I feel like there are definitely traits, though, that you can see. Like, I feel like if I meet someone who's a Leo, I, like, can very much, like, I can see it. They're all very fiery. Sweet
and...
No!
Some are sweet. They have two sides, okay?
They're all very fiery, in my opinion.
That, too. They have both sides. They can be super nice, but they can also be super fiery, like, dramatic. Yeah.
Like, in a good way. Like,
yeah.
Fiery, like, personality, energetic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know why that's the first example I thought of.
Okay. Do you want to do a game right now?
Yes.
Or should you want to do question of the day? I feel like question of the day matches to be at the end.
Yeah, it's like an end of the episode. Oh, I forgot to think of my question of the day. If my question seems randomly, spontaneously thought of, that's because it is. Anyways. Perfect.
We like that.
Before we do that, to give me some time to think, we're going to be playing a game. Not a game. Okay, well, kind of. There is this show on BBC Radio. I think it's on BBC Radio. Called Unpopular Opinions. And it's a theme song, and it goes like, come on, give us your unpopular opinions, something up till now that you've been scared to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if any of you watched it, but we're kind of going to be doing the same thing. We're just going to be stating five unpopular, controversial opinions that we have.
Yep.
See if you agree, see if you don't agree, I don't know.
And we're going to see each other's reactions to this.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Yes. Okay. So my first one is, I don't like guacamole. I absolutely despise guacamole.
Oh, that's very strong.
It is mush. It is disgusting, and nobody likes the tomatoes in it. I just don't like it. And the reason I don't is because, I think it was just like in middle school or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was at this after school place because my parents would go to work. Mm-hmm. I have to be somewhere. And I was eating cheese quesadilla and guacamole, and I went home and I threw up like 7 times that night.
Oh my god.
And I never ate guacamole ever since.
Damn.
Disgusting. It's just mush. I see it and I just want to throw up.
I feel like when it's like super mushy and stuff, I don't really like it. Like, I don't have any strong feelings towards it.
You know? Guacamole?
Yeah.
No, but, absolutely, like, disgusting.
I feel like guacamole and mushed avocado are different.
Ew.
Which I know is like technically the same thing, but I feel like guacamole is like better versus like staring at disgusting mushed avocado. Yes.
Absolutely disgusting. Okay. What is yours?
Okay,
should I just, like, read down mine?
Yeah, read down yours.
Okay. So my second one is milk before cereal.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
The stupidest thing ever. Who puts their milk in cereal
Because.
No.
No, listen. The way you do. Nobody does it the way you
do. Okay, are you delusional?
You don't. No, you said half and half.
Everybody. Okay. I have seen so many videos. It's like, who puts their milk first?
You're not listening. Okay.
Put your cereal.
Listen.
No.
So you put some milk, right? But you don't want to put all the cereal and all the milk in. Wait. It gets soggy. You don't like soggy cereal. That's disgusting. So you put some milk and then you put a little bit of cereal. Then you eat that and you add a little more.
I don't care what your explanation is. Milk does not go in the bowl first.
It does. If you put a little bit of cereal and you go a little bit at a time. I don't want it to get soggy.
Okay, here's the way I do it, which I feel like people might think is weird, but okay, so I'll put the cereal first, and I'll push it to the sides, it's like slanted, and then I'll put the milk.
That's soggy.
No, and I'll put the milk, so it's like at the bottom, and then you get the crunchy Cheerios with the milk. I also don't put that much milk.
Okay.
And then, but here's the thing. It's, like, kind of the same thing, but you don't put the milk in first.
But cereal doesn't rise. I don't want it to be at the bottom.
Yes, cereal rises.
It depends what you're eating. I eat Honey Bunches.
Absolutely not.
Honey Bunches are so good.
I love Honey Bunches by themselves. I absolutely despise it with cereal.
Oh, I love it with cereal. But they sink to the bottom. I don't like it at the bottom.
Okay, that I will agree with you on, because when you put them in milk, they get so mushy and gross.
Yeah, that's basically the only cereal I eat.
But, like, imagine putting Cheerios after you put milk.
That makes sense, because I would only put a little bit at a time.
No.
Yes.
I can never.
Okay, you know what? Moving on.
One opinion I will never, ever, ever agree with you on.
Okay, for me, my third one is I don't love Marvel.
Oh, I also hate this.
Okay. No, you literally told me to watch Iron Man 1 or whatever, and yes. I did. It was horrible.
Okay, when did you watch it? I know you did not watch it.
I did. I literally.
How did you?
No, you told me about it, yeah. And I watched it that day because my family friends came over, uh-huh. And I was watching it with them.
I'm wounded. My soul is wounded. It was so bad. Torn into pieces.
No. But I watched Black Widow. It was so good.
Black Widow was really good.
So good.
Yeah.
And all the Spider-Man movies are good.
Yeah.
I like all of those.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like, here's my thing with people not, like, only liking some Marvel movies. I feel like, have your opinions. Like, it's fine. It's not that big of a deal. But, like liking Black Widow and the Spider-Man movies are, like, perfectly fine,
mm-hmm.
You know? But then people who, like, watch, like, the Avengers movies with all of them combined and say they don't like it, I'm like, because you don't get it. You don't get the other, like, tiny details in the background plot.
So no, I'm just, like, it's just not good. Sorry.
It's because you don't get that. Like,
it's boring.
Because
they fight every 2 seconds. There's like, okay, move on, please. I need more plot in your life.
You're just wounding me. Of
opinion. Okay. My fourth one is I don't like filled anything.
I agree.
Filled donuts, like filled pastries, filled like cupcakes, like ganache in the middle. Ugh.
Jelly donuts are so gross.
No, too sweet. I can't eat that.
I agree. Oh, and then whenever you have like filled chocolate, I was so sad. Once I got this like box of chocolates. And I was like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
I bit into it and it was filled and I was so gross. It's so
disgusting. And it's always filled with caramel. Like, why?
Oh, ew.
Okay. My fifth one, the last one, is I don't like The Office, the show.
Yeah.
It's just boring to me. It's not funny. I don't mm-hmm. get it. I don't want to get it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
What are yours?
Okay, these in no particular order.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Like, okay, there's this, like, trend for, like, those, like, small purses.
Oh, really?
On their shoulders. They're so cute in pictures, but I don't like them in real life.
Really?
Yeah.
They're so cute.
In pictures.
Yeah, I don't like it on me, but I love, like, seeing it on other people. I think it looks so cute.
I just feel like they're one of those things that, like, only look good in pictures, and if you see someone wearing it in real life, it just looks so ugly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they're so cute.
They're so ugly.
They look so, like, it. You know, you can, like, dress up an outfit a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, my next opinion is I think Friends is overrated.
No.
Literally. I'm not saying that. I think it's a good show. I definitely think it's a good show, but I think it's an overrated show.
I don't think it's overrated because so many generations, not generations, but our parents have watched it. We've watched it. I don't really know anyone who hasn't watched it.
Overrated.
It's so good, though.
But just because something is good doesn't mean it's not over. I'm not saying that it's not good. I just think it's overrated.
No, because you can watch it so many different times and it's still, like, fine. You can...
I just think it's so overhyped. Like, it's good, but it doesn't. It's, like, way too overhyped.
Okay. I see what you're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was watching it, I would have absolutely yelled at you for this, for saying this. Mm-hmm. But now, like, I watched it again recently, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It's very good, very funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I see what you mean. Because I'm also watching the show called Manifest.
Oh, yeah.
That would not be overrated.
Yeah.
I think that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe better than Friends. Because of, like, the plot in general.
There's... I just think that it's, like, people make it overrated. Not the show. It has nothing to do with the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the way people talk about it.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Yes. Okay, my next thing is I think that hot chocolate is better than coffee. Not all coffee, like, we're excluding iced coffee from this, but I think it's better than, like, any sort of warm coffee.
I actually agree with you on that.
Nice,
yeah. Yeah, like, I don't like cold brew. You need to put a bunch of creamer in there.
Cold brew is just iced coffee.
No. Sometimes people just say, I just want a cold brew, and it's, like, dark.
Oh, like, black coffee?
Yeah, like, it's like, dark. I don't like that.
Oh, I don't like that either. I think that's gross. But yeah. I just mean, like, in general. Like, any sweetness or anything. Like, a hot, like, coffee made however you like versus a hot chocolate.
The only thing I don't like about hot chocolate is, like, how long it takes to cool down. Like, you burn your tongue every time.
Oh, if I ever get it from somewhere outside, I always ask for it at kids' temperature. So then it's like you don't burn your tongue.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
I would always ask for it normally. And, like, I would always burn my tongue. By the time it cools down, it isn't, like, warm enough. And, like, I'm just like, no.
And once you burn your tongue, everything just tastes horrible.
Yeah.
I ask for, like, everything hot at kids' temperature.
Oh, my God. That's so smart. I'm going to do that next time.
Okay, my next thing is, I think, okay, there's this, like, trend with, like, brown color clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it at all.
I like it, though.
I just don't, like, why not wear black? Something about the brown, I just feel like it's so ugly.
No, brown works on all sorts of skin tones, and it looks flattering so on everybody.
That one brown cowgirl shirt.
Okay, no, I don't like that, but I like the general brown trend. I think it looks really cute.
I don't like brown. The one brown thing I like are those, like, brown, like, faux leather pant thing.
Those are, I know what you're talking about.
But everything, I just like it's so ugly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I respect that.
I feel like you love how you're just like, I respect your opinion. You feel like your opinions are... I respect your opinions, too. Just, you know, excluding the...
Marvel and, you know, just all five of these things.
No, well, I agreed with your... I expect your guacamole opinion.
Mm-hmm. And the
your,
office.
Yeah.
And the field and the... Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Just, what was the other one?
The cereal and the Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like... I don't know. Anyways, my last opinion is I think that... oatmeal cookies are better than chocolate chip cookies.
I 100% agree.
Seriously?
I love oatmeal cookies. The one with raisins?
I have never met anyone who agrees.
No, the raisins, right?
The raisins, it depends.
Oatmeal raisin cookies.
It depends because sometimes people make them really bad, but if it's like a good oatmeal raisin cookie...
So good. I love it.
I did
so
not
good.
Know that.
We never talked about this.
Nobody agrees with me. They're so good.
We never talked about this. They're so good. You're like falling off the bed. I'm just so excited.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wait.
Let's make them.
Yeah, oh my god.
Wait,
yes.
We could.
Not everybody making plans on our podcast.
Okay. You know what? They're cookies.
So I literally keep forgetting we're recording.
Yeah. This is literally one of our FaceTime calls. I'm not even kidding.
Oh my god. I literally full on expected you to disagree.
No.
No,
chocolate chip cookies can get really sweet when there's, like, large chunks, and you're like, I'm kind of tired of this.
Yes, I hate when the chunks are so large.
I know, but oatmeal cookies, I could eat three and I'll be fine.
They're so
and
good.
And they're healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, it's okay, I'll eat the healthy cookies. Yeah. Not healthy.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, okay.
Realization.
Learn something new.
Yep. Okay, now time for question of the day. Okay, I'll go first. Yeah, I don't know if you have yours yet.
I still have to think of mine.
But, oh, wait. Okay, I have a question in my head, but I kind of want to change it.
Okay, I don't know.
What is your favorite thing about me?
My favorite thing about you?
Yeah, and you can't say, like, how you can talk to everybody.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I knew you were going to say that.
I like your personality.
No, stop. This would be, like, one thing.
Personality?
Personality-wise, yes.
Okay. Like, your personality as a whole, I feel like you're very, like, bubbly, but, like, not, like, bubbly.
Like, annoying bubbly.
Not annoying bubbly. But, like, bubbly, like, oh, I keep falling off. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but, like.
Uplift. Oh, like, my presence is seen.
No.
You don't matter.
It's, like, you're very, like, your personality is, like, contagious. It's very, like, you make me, it's, like, very, like, bubbly,
so
like, making me feel energetic and, like,
nice.
Oh, that's
so sweet. Yeah. I like that.
It took me a while to get the words, but, okay, my question to you is a very good question.
Oh, sure.
That I definitely know of.
Mm-hmm.
how's life going?
Oh, you know, life is so good. College application portals definitely don't open a week from now.
Oh, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Okay. You made me think of a question. If you had, like, nothing to stress about now, nothing going on in your life, yeah. No college apps, no SATs, no yeah. school coming up,
yeah.
what would you do? Like, if you had, like, tomorrow, no stress, nothing.
Me and you are going to London.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to London, Paris, Italy, just Europe. We're going yes. to Europe. That's it.
Northern Italy.
That's it, and we're never coming back.
Goodbye.
Unlimited money.
Oh,
my,
yeah.
Yep. Nope, that's it. That's yes. what we're doing.
Hello, Europe.
Yep. And we're going to get a dog there. No, we can take Angel with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we'll take Angel. Yep. She's the best.
Yep.
She'll be like, oh, wow, British dog.
Oh, my God. She can have a puppy.
She's having a go.
If you don't get that reference, you have to listen to our previous podcast.
Yeah. I forgot which one, but one of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, one of them.
All of them.
Like, yeah, they're all good. Listen to all of them.
Yes.
But that's all we have for today.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed. Yeah. Oh,
God, we laughed so much.
I know, I keep forgetting. Like, I feel like very, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Also, I don't know what words are. I keep forgetting how...
Oh, my God, yeah, I can't type either today. Oh, I'm just, like, all over the place.
I cut my nails, and every time I cut my nails, I can't, oh, like, type.
Her nails are always long, and they're so pretty.
Okay, we were gonna get them done, and... I let them keep growing because I didn't know if they were gonna like.
Oh, but they would cut it off anyways.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cause I wasn't sure if they like cut it off and put more or if they take your nail size already. So I kept them growing, but then they were too long.
Oh, okay. But when they like put tips on, mm-hmm. they already cut it.
Oh.
Yeah, and they like shape it and everything like.
I didn't know. I never got my nails done, but I want to.
Yeah. Okay. We definitely will. Yes.
But that was random. Anyways, that's it for today's episode.
Yes. Yes. Hope you enjoyed.
Yeah.
Make sure to follow us on Spotify, our Instagram account, Talks with Teens.
Yes. And to listen and recommend to all of your friends.
Yes, definitely. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.